Welcome to Church at the Well podcast. Thank you for joining us.
All right, so Psalm 138, the Bible says, Rendei-te-ei graças, Senhor, de todo o meu coração. Na presença dos poderosos, te cantarei louvores. Prostar-me-ei para o teu santo templo e louvarei o teu nome. Por causa da tua misericórdia e da tua verdade, pois manifestaste acima de tudo o teu nome e a tua palavra. Verse 3. No dia em que eu clamei, tu me acudiste e alancaste a força da minha alma. Rendei-te-ão graças, ó Senhor, todos os reis da terra, quando ouvirem as palavras da tua boca. E cantarão os caminhos do Senhor, pois grande é a glória do Senhor. Verse 6. O Senhor é excelso, contudo, atenta para os humildes e os soberbos, e Ele os conhece de longe. Se ando em meio à tribulação, tu me refazes a vida. Estendes a mão contra a ira dos meus inimigos, e a tua destra me salva. Verse 8. O que de mim concerne ao Senhor, levará o bom termo. A tua misericórdia, ó Senhor, dura para sempre. Não desampare as obras das tuas mãos. Essa foi a palavra de Deus. This is the word of God.
Thanks God for the opportunity to be here. Obrigado, Senhor, pela oportunidade de estarmos aqui. To hear your word. Para escutar a sua palavra. We love you, Jesus. Nós chamamos Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hey, guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Everyone like Jesus here?
Yeah.
In Brazil, we like Jesus. So, guys, I'm Matheus Sabina, and that right there is my beautiful wife, Deborah, and our mini human, Stella. Today is a very excited day for me. For you who don't know, that's the first time I'm preaching in English. We are here for 1 year, and I came here with zero English. And so I ask you to bear with me. So let me share a short story. At this period of time last year, my boss, my handsome boss, my tall boss, I'm trying to get a raise. My charming boss, I will never say who he is, Matt Love. He told me, man, we really, really, really need to work hard now. We have a lot of things to figure out, and we need work. And I'm okay, let's go. And after that conversation, we start to work like 12 hours a day, maybe 15 hours a day. 6 a.m., we were there. 10 p.m., we were there too. Send funny videos to each other, but we were there. And the important thing about this was God touched my heart, and something changed in mind at this period. I realized how easy it is for us to dedicate sometimes 15 hours a day to work, or a big amount of time towards so many things that seems important to us, but how little time we dedicate to the kingdom of God. That's something who changed me. And sometimes it's hard to us even to go attend the service, or just read a devotional in the morning, or dedicate a few minutes to pray in the day. We live in a world full of distractions, challenges, and misplaced devotion. We constantly pull in different directions, and often our hearts are divided between God and many other things. So, in this psalm, David teaches how to respond to faithfulness of God, even when we are surrounded by adversity. Psalm 138 is a personal song of gratitude that becomes a public declaration of trust. And I must have a question for you guys. Are we truly worship God with our hearts? I would give a second for you to think about that. Are we truly worshiping God with our hearts? So, I do have here today 4 points to help us live a life of wholehearted worship. So, everyone with me?
Yes.
I'm trying to communicate in English. I'm trying. So, before I start my 4 points, I just want to say about a little bit about worship. Worship means to show respect to God. Worship means respectful devotion, loving, honoring, and obeying to someone who deserves our highest regard. That's what worship means. It's not just about music or songs, because when we think about worship, we just think, oh, let's play something. But no, worship means show respect to God. Worship means respectful devotion, loving, honoring, and obey someone who deserves our highest regard. And after that, let's go for the point one. For who is taking note, the point one is be careful, because other gods can easily take the throne of our hearts. So, I will repeat that. Be careful, because other gods can easily take the throne of our hearts. At the verse 1 and 2 say, I will give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I bow down towards your whole temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness, for you have exalted above all things your name and your word. So, at this moment, David prays without reservation. He's not ashamed to worship him even before the gods, like referring to the rulers, idols, or anything else that competes with God. I want to ask a question. What is the first thing you do when you wake up? Because there's something really important about first things. What's the first thing? You just wake up and grab your cell phone, or I don't know, think about what you plan to do in the day. Because first thing means priority. And at these days, we have a lot of things to distract us. Maybe we stay distracted with social media or sports or TV shows. Or we can be distracted with good things too, like movies or career, academic goals. But the main thing about this is we cannot let these things take the throne of God in your hearts. Amen?
Amen?
We cannot. And what I can learn from this, I write here, it's easy to let God take the God place. We cannot let things like career, academic goals, or even our anxious take the God places in your lives. Sometimes we let a small problem become so big, it takes over the God place in your heart. Worship, if your whole heart, means bringing our full focus and affection back to God, because He's alone is worthy. Amen?
Amen.
So, let's go to the point two. For who is writing, God answer when we call. God answer when we call. At the verse 3 say, On the day I called, you answered me. My strength of soul, you increased. So, that's David's personal testimony. He remembers crying out to God, and God responded. So, I don't know about you guys, but I know how many times I cry out to God, and I saw He responded. And I have two things about this. The first thing is, God just can't respond who asks. Stop to think about that. God just respond. God just answer who ask Him to. Because sometimes we have a problem in our marriage. We have a financial trouble. But who is the person who you look for when that happens? You go for a friend, your parent, your husband. Or you stop to pray. It's so easy when we have a problem. We try to figure out for ourselves. But sometimes we never stop to, oh, it's time to have a time with God. It's time to pray. It's time to figure out with who has all power to change every situation. Everyone is with me? And the second thing is, you can answer Him. You can ask Him, sorry. But maybe He will not answer how we want. Because sometimes you are like, I will pray and God will change the situation. But we don't know if that's His desire. Because sometimes God doesn't remove the trouble. He gives you strength in the middle of it. Sometimes God wants you to grow, to learn something, to be a better person, to He put you in, on the place He wants. Make sense?
Yes.
I'm doing my best here, guys. Stay with me. So, and after that, let's move for the point three. The exalted God draws near to the humble. For who is taking note, the exalted God draws near to the humble. On verse 4 and 6, say, all the kings of earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth, and they shall sing of the way of the Lord. For the great is the glory of the Lord, for truth the Lord is high, He guards the lowly, but the haughty He knows from afar. So, David prophetically looks for to a time when all kings will acknowledge the greatness of God. But we must remember, David himself was a king. And not just any king, but the greatest king Israel ever had. Yet, he understood the exalted Lord draws near the humble. So David was the guy. He was the man. He was one of the most important kings in the world. And he was humble. But what about us? Sometimes we just want to be like a Superman, Superwoman. I can do that, I can do that. Matt knows this guy. I can do everything in this business. I can do everything in this academic goal, about this academic goal. I can fix all my family. Sometimes we want to be a super boy, super girl, Superman. But how God can help you if you can do so everything for yourself? Maybe you don't need God. And so, what can I learn from this? No matter your position your status, title. God is closer to the humble. He draws near who lower themselves before him. The real worship begins with humility, not with recognition or success. Everyone see with me?
Yes.
And let's go for the point 4. Trust that God walks with you when you will fulfill his purpose. And the verse 7 and 8 say, do walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the half of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. So, David, at this moment, doesn't pretend the trouble is gone. He walks in the middle of it. But he's not afraid, because he knows God is present. And I have a question for you. What's going on? What's going on? Because if you know about the presence of God in your life, we don't need to be afraid. We don't need. God's hands protects, delivers, and acts with purpose. David trusts that the Lord will fulfill his purpose in his life. And we do need trust the same thing, because we have the same God. What God begins, he completes, because his love never fails. God hasn't abandoned you. God hasn't abandoned you. He walks with you even in the midst of difficult. He's not done work in your life. You are work of his hands, and he is committed to finish what he started. And I'm running for the conclusion, and if the 80% Brazilian worship group want to come back, they can. So, my question for you today, my big question was, are we truly worship God with our heart? Psalm 138 reminds us about something. God is faithful, is close to the humble, answers when we call, and completes his work in us. But wholehearted worship requires more than a Sunday song or Sunday morning. It requires humble, trusting, and undivided heart. We should worship him not based on feelings or convenience, but on who he is. So, my question again, if we are truly worshiping God with our hearts, I don't know about you, I know my personal response, my personal answer, but I think today is a day to return to the God who hears, responds, and gives you strength and walks with you. And if you can, just close your eyes and I will pray. Thanks, God, for this opportunity to be here. Thanks, God, for your word. Thanks, God, to being the God who is faithful, close to us, and answer when we call. Thanks, God, to complete your work in your lives. We praise you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.